they are working on articles of impeachment for the sitting president of the United States of America, and they have a whistleblower. Oh, wait, there's a bellwether tone, Bob. It's a bellwether tone coming. This whistleblower who just didn't hear the phone call, don't know anything about it, was told by two other people what was happening and done and what took place. Okay. Then come to find out, two parts of the whistleblower's proof that this occurred came from media outlets for stuff that was said on the news that they are impeaching the president over a telephone call that he has right then, the day before, printed for everybody, declassified the phone call, and had the motherfucker he was talking to in an open meeting and asked him in front of everybody from the Ukraine what the construct of the conversation was about.
And the Ukrainian guy comes out and says, he didn't pressure me. It was a perfect telephone call. There was nothing wrong with it.
We're going to get to the bottom. You got to the bottom of it. You got a transcript of every damn word that was said. Well, you did it. It was secret. You tried to keep it secret. Till I declassified it the day before your fucking hearing. This is astounding. But then again, they still can't believe that Betsy DeVos is running education in America either. So I guess all things are open.
Why does senators fret Trump trial? They talking about Republican senators in the majority of the Senate. They fret Trump trial?
Yeah, because it's more, 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 more. Trump's sitting here fucking up by saying whatever he says. That everybody's saying, you can't say that. And he's like, the hell I can. I had a perfect call. He says, I had a perfect call. And you look at the transcript of what he said, and he told that the Ukrainian president says, you're not getting another goddamn penny unless you get me dirt on Joe Biden and his son. Congress approved billions of dollars to give to your country. Russians is in your country right now going to eat you up, and I've stopped the money. You're not getting a dime until you get me dope on Joe Biden. Bob.
Okay.
Really,
so the head
really
is
that.
Is he going to get dope on Biden?
Well, of course they already got the dope. They know the company, $50,000 a month. They know the $1.5 billion from China. They know then you got John Kerry's son in it on it too. Ooh, and he run for the hills. He says, I think this is illegal. And he jumped out of that shit. Well, Biden took it off. He's doing all right.
What did John Kerry? He made a smart move.
His son got out of the business. They both had a shared $1.5 billion slush fund. Joe Biden's son.
Right.
Is
so,
a dope,
so he made a smart
dope,
move.
Dope man. He still got out of it, but he's still named. He still got the money.
Okay.
He's still implicated. But they got nothing
compared to what Hillary got.
Correct.
Okay. So they got. What I see is Barr's releasing. We're going to have a trial of Trump and a trial of Hillary at the same time.
No, there'll be no trial of Trump. There'll be no trial. They're going to if they impeach him, good. That's wonderful. It won't go. Nothing will happen
because the majority in the Senate can always stop it.
Right. No, the Senate. No, yes, the two-thirds of the Senate have to agree to get rid of him. But see, they can impeach Trump by the way he combs his hair. They can just say, oh, no. They can do anything, any reason they want to. But the Senate has to actually put him out of office. So to impeach him don't mean nothing. But what's going to happen is it's going, we don't want it to kick back on the Democrats. We don't care about the Democrats. We want to use this to pump this up a little more to force everything Nancy Pelosi says. We're going to defend the Constitution. That bitch don't know what the Constitution of the United States of America is. But that's all they're talking now. Constitution, Constitution, Constitution.
Right.
Upholding the Constitution. That's what Trump's trying to get him to do. Because once they say Constitution once too much, he's going, what? Okay. It's all about the Constitution. All right, all hail, y'all. Come if they can have a constitutional convention. I got enough governors. Ooh, I got nine more to go. I got enough governors. Let's call a constitutional convention. Bless God, we're going to fix this right here, right now. No more income taxes. We don't need them. Let's make it against the law. Women don't need the right to vote. Women don't need the right to vote. Let's bring it back to the landowners to vote. That's who needs to do the voting around here. They don't have any crazy, mazy Herrera shit. Bitch don't run nothing. We don't even need
it. Is that what's going to happen?
Can. It's a feudal system. It's a feudal system, Bob. You may go back to dukes and earls and the muckety muck. That's where you
What's
come
the
from.
What's a feudal system? The Constitution describes a feudal system.
Uh-huh. Well, see, Benjamin Franklin, he gave you all the signs of it when they got through. They said, "Are we a democracy or are we a royalty?" Are we
a republic.
Royalty?
They used to say republic.
All right. Now, and he said, well, this is a democracy if you can keep it. If you can keep it. It's a democracy.
If you can't keep it, if you
then
can't
it's going
keep
right
it,
back to where it was. Then it's going right back to where it was.
No, where it was feudalism.
Back to where the king's in his counting house counting out his money.
Right. So some people predict the larger effect of the electric environment, thinking in McLuhan terms, is we're going back to the Middle Ages. Would I agree with that?
Yeah, because now nobody's writing anymore. Who's writing?
Right, but it's not
no
going
to
be
no
stupid.
One...
It's going to be a new improved. It's not going to be the Middle Ages. It's going to be maybe some of the disservices of the Middle Ages, but we're moving into ascension.
You have servants now, Bob.
We do?
Yeah. Who do you think brings you that shit and hands that stuff and brings it in and takes it over?
So we're going into a feudal system, but it's not a Christian feudal system. It is a ascending feudal system.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have a kingdom and then you have everybody in your reign that you reign over and everybody helps you get it all good. Love it.
I see it.
Into the...
Yeah, what'd you do? You rain?
They bring, and Costco brings all them goods and services into their store, and somebody goes down to the storehouse, and they pick it up, and they bring it back to
your
house, and they put it in the storehouse.
I got that. So you're saying the Constitution, when you were saying the other day, Trump and France, and that the monarchies, well, some monarchies will survive or nations will become monarchies. You're talking about the feudal system coming back.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it says here, voters react with joy, fury, ambivalence. So joy is the Democrats, right? They think that Trump's going down. Fury would be the Republicans.
They retreat, yeah, and they obfuscate.
Yeah, and the fury would be the Republicans.
And they retreat. Yeah.
Where do they retreat?
Well, they bring back the system.
Which system? Feudalism?
The real executive branch in place of power.
Yeah, voters react with joy. The joy would be the Democrats thinking Trump's over. Fury would be the Republicans.
The joy. The joy is that people are letting this go in such a way that they're showing how stupid the Democrats are. From some another dossier, another steel dossier, saying that Trump is bad, he's bad, he's bad, and everybody's just kind of giggling now. Because they're like, well, hell, he was bad on everything else, and that was a lying wrong, too. Maybe you're all
you're saying that fury, yeah, so the fury can be expressed by Democrats who know the Democrats are screwed.
Yeah, and see, Schiff gets on the thing today during the ceremony, during the hearing. He's being so proper, and he almost starts to cry one time because he just wants to win, and he can't win, and Trump won't do right. We don't know why he won't do right, but it's just not fair that he gets away with this every time.
Right.
Yeah,
what's going on today?
Like
are they having the impeachment started already today? Like
oh, no,
today.
Today they had the head of the Secret Service Information, something, Milliken, who's been in the job about 9 minutes, but he served for 109 years in the government. And now he's ahead of this, of the security thing, so secure the security of the secure, that there's security. Everything that's security has to go through him. Well, then he has to answer the bar, and then that's in that branch of the government. And then the president, if the president says it, then it's, you have a, it's classified because the president says it. Well, if he unclassifies it, then this man can talk about it. Well, he couldn't talk about it because it's classified until the president released unclassified.
And so he's going to interpret whether he's going to interpret whether it was a bad move by Trump.
No, he's not. He's just telling. He's just reporting what the whistleblower, a non-interested third party that said they might have heard something about something that was something if they had heard there was a call about a call. But now there's a call because Trump said there was a great call. Greatest call ever called was a call. But now there's a call. So then they take the whistleblower and say, okay, now what was said in these pages, you can read those pages. The tech body has them. They're providing them for you.
So you can read
word for word what it says. But this whistleblower filed a report. Well, not with
this. Who is this fucking whistleblower? Is this somebody funded by George Soros?
We told you it's Crazy Maisie Herrera and her little counterparts. And from
Is the whistleblower allowed to hear the conversation when it was happening?
Oh, yeah. Of course. And then they have to protect the whistleblower now, but they're going to bring the whistleblower in.
Yeah. I don't understand why someone's allowed to listen to the stuff because it's supposed to be confidential.
No, but they're going to bring the whistleblower. Shifty Shift says, now, are you going to protect the whistleblower? He says, oh, yes, sir. I'm going to protect the whistleblower. He says, okay, we're going to bring the whistleblower in. We're going to bring the whistleblower in front of Congress.
Well, how does anybody find out who the whistleblower is?
They're going to bring it in front of Congress.
No. How do they know who the whistleblower is?
Well, the guy who judged it doesn't. Somebody knows somebody who might know who somebody is that it might be.
Well, who did the whistleblower tell? Maybe I should read a couple of facts. What's the whistleblower do? Told somebody?
We gave a report to the FBI saying that the president has been hiding stuff and talking shit.
Okay. Don't go into too many details. I want to wrap this up. So the stupid whistleblower, are they allowed to be a whistleblower? Because they're not supposed to be monitoring things.
Right. And so now this third-party whistleblower filed a report, and now they don't care about the telephone call, which is what the report's supposed to be about. They don't care about the phone call because Trump said, okay, here's the phone call, word for word.
What do they care about?
Hearing. Now they want to have a hearing from the whistleblower's version of what the call was, which they got word for word what the call is.
Yeah. So the whistleblower it would be Maisie. They will have to bring Maisie in.
Or somebody that made an answers to Maisie that they got to have a fall guy because they can't have Crazy Maisie. Has Crazy Maisie listened to the president's private calls between other countries?
Right. So how this person they're going to have, how come they're allowed or even listened? How'd that happen?
They had to protect everything. All is recorded, Bob. Didn't you hear it?
Yeah, but why are they saying that Trump, he says everybody's recording them, all the agencies, but how come the law says nobody can listen to Trump?
Well, they can listen. They just can't say anything.
Oh, okay. So they're going to make the whistleblower, somebody pretends the whistleblower.
They're going to make the whistle. They're going to make the whistleblower whistle. And if he whistles good, they're going to impeach Trump.
So everybody's listening. Yeah. So if everybody's listening, why does Maisie stand out?
Because she's the scienter behind it. Remember getting her peep out of her lately? That's what
it
was.
Yeah, is she the one who's trying to impeach Trump? She's motivating this?
Oh, yeah. Her and Maxine Waters. Impeach 45.
Oh, so they think they're going to get somewhere.
They got it. Oh, they got it. They got the smoking gun, but there wasn't no gun.
Okay,
there wasn't no bullets.
Yeah, there ain't no smoke. Yeah. And I'm saying I can see it looks like the Democrats have made a fool of themselves. And is that the accurate perception of what's happened?
Well, and they are making a fool of themselves, but they're not doing it. The tech body's doing it. They're really not stupid. The tech body.
Yeah, why is the tech body doing this?
Why not?
So the tech body may change and let the Democrats win in 2020?
No.
The tech body is following its 35-year rule?
Well, so far.
And that'll frustrate the Democrats. Every 4 years, they'll lose. So the tech party likes to drive the Democrats nuts.
Well, look at them now. They're holding on to nothing, and they got poor Nancy Pelosi. She can't even get her face on. How's she going to keep her party together?
Right.
They about to run her out on
the
radio.
Does the tech party want to embarrass the Republicans, too?
No. Just the yellow dog Democrats.
Why is the tech party got a choice? They got a bias towards the Republicans. Liking
doesn't
the Republicans
have a bias.
More than
doesn't have a bias or a choice. They're just the one that bit. They just put the hook and they drown the worm. Put the worm on the hook, throw the hook in the water. Them yellow dog Democrats will bite every time. They'll bite every time.
All right.
Time.
Okay.
No question.
They made the fool. If the Democrats had bitten, the Tech Party go after them. But the Democrats
do
fit. Okay. All right, I think. And George Soros is still funding the Tech Party in some way?
No, he's all but gone. They've used him as the excuse. You don't need him anymore. He'll wither away.
The Tech Party used him. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's saying whistleblower, CIA officer who was detailed to the White House, and that's someone that Maisie has assigned to be the jackball.
The
jackball. That's good. It's a jackball. You got a new word.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ian. Much gratitude for our session.
Happy days. Happy days. Got you a sound bite and everything. Good. Let's go. Be a big show, they say. Big show, Bob.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.